There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Do you want to start?
What is this?
This is... All right, well... it sounded like you'd just been woken up, like you're sort of Rip Van Winkle there. What is this?
Who are you?
Well, I'll tell you now, Clarkie, and we may as well tell the listeners, this is an episode of House Meeting. So welcome, everybody. Welcome. Greetings, indeed, listener dear. I would say there's quite a lot of people will be saying, what is this, throughout the episode. Yeah. So at least you got ahead of the curve, Clarkie, and you got in first. What is this we're up to? It's all good stuff, though, I can tell you that. Now, it's a house meeting. Now, as you know, if you've been listening to the last few house meetings, we recorded all of these quite quick succession just before Tom went away on assignment. And so this is like the furthest amount of time between recording and recording the intro. Do you want to... I ask Caution to send me a little message about what the sort of things that get covered in it. I don't want to do too many spoilers.
No, of course.
But we talk about Kayleys.
I remember that.
Oh, okay, yeah. There you go. It's all clicked into place. So welcome to the episode, everybody. As we say, Tom is in this episode. He's just not here on the intro. Only I'm here on the intro. That's Clarkie's point.
What? Where am I? Help me.
Clarkie's had a big bank holiday week. What have you done this bank holiday weekend, Clarkie?
Just, you know, the usuals. Visiting people.
The usuals. This has not been a usual bank holiday. This has been the King's coronation.
Oh, Clarkie. Well, of course, I've been pledging allegiance.
And
you know what, listener? You can pledge allegiance to us by joining our Patreon.
Clarkie, that was absolutely teetering on the precipice of professionalism there. That was amazing. Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah. And a very good way of covering that you can't remember what you did yesterday. Very good way of... No one even noticed. Oh, you know, the usual, the usual thing you do on a coronation.
You know me.
So we had a street party for our street, yeah, which was really good fun. I obviously got up on the ones and twos around the kids' disco, had a good time doing that, which was really good.
Oh, brilliant.
And I really enjoyed it. And then afterwards, as kind of the kids were going to bed, the sun was going down, the street lights were coming on. Everybody had a sort of a nice chat about how much they're not bothered about the monarchy. You know, those kind of, like, it'd be like someone having a birthday party, and at the end of it, everyone gets in, huddles in a corner, and slags the person off who's having the birthday party.
Oh, you've been to one of my birthday parties, then.
it's a really funny thing. I don't think it was quite the spirit of the...
He just keeps shouting, "What's going on? What is this?"
That was your last surprise birthday party, wasn't it? You were just there like Abe Simpson. What? What's going on? What's going... But yeah, so I hope everybody had a wonderful coronation weekend, and I hope that this helps you get through, because obviously there's a huge come down after a big bank holiday weekend.
Oh,
isn't
you're telling me. But it's a short week. The thing with them. We had one last week as well.
Yeah,
it was something like, good God, it's Friday.
Yeah, well, what that means is I haven't got enough time to do my work. Right.
That's right.
You see, that is
the for different people, isn't it?
We've all got different priorities.
What is work? What is this?
I mean, you know, every day is the weekend for you. So every week is a short week.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you do have lots of work, consider hiring me.
Get in touch with Clarkie. He's always available. He's and very good. Very good. Very competitive rates. Very talented man. He's, you know, he's a fantastic actor. He can obviously, he can do different characters. He's a very, very, very good writer, very good sketch writer. Get Clarkie for your next project.
Absolutely.
I know there are people out there listening to this thinking, we've got this project, who are we going to crew up? Don't go for the obvious names. Go for Clarkie. I mean, not the Clarkie. No, sorry, that sounded... that wasn't what I intended, Clarkie. You know, just think outside the box. Why go for the tried and tested? Why not go for the massively untested Benedict Clarke? The once tested in around 2008, but the test didn't go exactly as planned. anyway, listen, enough of that. This is a very fun episode, and I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, why not leave us a review? But most of all, just see if you can work out what is this as you listen to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
So, you know jigsaws?
Yes, I know jigsaws. Yeah, are we talking about the saws or the puzzles?
The puzzles.
The puzzles. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know both, but yeah, just want.
Let's
to
be honest.
On the right page.
Is it the most successful in terms of as puzzles go?
Yeah,
it's the it's number one with a bullet, right? As far as I'm aware.
As opposed to, for example, like the blocks that you assemble, or or what? What are the alternatives that it's beating?
Well, I think that's why it's such a market leader.
I suppose that's it. Yeah, it's the only one of its kind.
Yeah, like it feels a bit like Mr. Jigsaw might have been like the Apple of his day, because it's pretty all conquering, isn't it? The Jigsaw.
Yeah.
So I've got a few questions.
Okay, go brilliant. On.
Is there a rule that for a jigsaw to be known as a jigsaw, like champagne has to come from the Champagne region, are there official jigsaws and then
like
puzzles?
It has to be cut by a jigsaw.
Or like, is it a trademark? Is jigsaw like a trademarked thing?
Oh, it's a good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. The only thing I would think of is a jigsaw has to be tessellating pieces, right? That's the only thing that I think constitutes a jigsaw. Right,
you can't just cut up a picture and then go, there you go, that's your jigsaw.
Or can you though?
Can you like though?
Yeah.
Can
you cut up a picture and make a jigsaw?
And is it good enough present for Mother's Day? No. I've cut up a picture of me and you. Is it the present? The jigsaw?
I've cut a picture of me and you and I've put it in this $13.99 water bottle.
But there is like a standard, like when you think of a jigsaw piece, there's like a certain design. There's a beautiful design shape to a jigsaw piece that kind of makes it feel more official. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I do know what you're getting at, but I unfortunately don't know the answer of who came up with the first jigsaw and whether it's a patented, like whether it's like Hoover, whether it's the brand name, and everything else we're just calling a, you know, we're calling a puzzle a jigsaw,
and we're going back, right? We're going back a couple of hundred.
Yeah.
When was the first jigsaw?
It's a good question.
And was it two tennies ago? I've just invented a period of time there, but it sounded right, didn't it? Do you think it could be two tennies ago?
Yeah, it could be two tennies, yeah.
Like, if you told me the first jigsaw was like 5,000 years old, I wouldn't be entirely surprised.
No, I know what you mean.
But then what are you...
Oh, wait.
What are they putting together?
What are you cutting up? Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
What are you cutting up and what are you cutting it with? Because surely... Because surely Jigsaw is named after the saw, right?
Yeah, I think so. But
or is the saw named after the puzzle?
But that could be the Hoover element.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's a bit like if you're playing paper, rock, scissors. It's like which one is defeating the other. If you're playing Jigsaw, it's a harder game to play Jigsaw.
It is tricky. Yeah.
It's not a popular game. It's not as popular as Jigsaw puzzles.
No. The spin-off game. Jigsaw the spin-off game that I've created based on Jigsaw. Not as popular.
Jigsaw launched a few products back in the day. They had their puzzle. Then they had Jigsaw, the game, the entertainment sport they were trying to get off the ground. Didn't quite work.
Have you ever had
the Saw movies? Oh my god, yeah. Well, it depends how long you jig for. Jig for a certain amount of time, you know.
Every time I go to a wedding, I end up with a saw jig.
Kaylee at a wedding, and then about after 40 minutes, the throbbing headache, the sudden realisation that you're chafing, you've got a migraine, you've Kaylee'd too hard.
The last Kaylee I really remember this being such an issue was...
I'm so excited by this.
And also, I like the fact that it implies that you've had plenty of Kaylees that you were so out of it you can't remember.
You've had a few since that are just completely...
They're just a blur.
Blanked from your mind.
Well...
The last one that you really remember...
Ben waking up on a Sunday morning, did I Kaylee last night?
All the signs are there.
Was I okay?
A fiddle bow on the pillow next to him.
Was I okay? Did I Kaylee? Oh, do-si-do, no.
Do-si-no. At your mum's 60th, Matthew.
Oh, yeah.
I went fully invested early doors.
You've got to.
And you're an enthusiastic Kaylee.
I couldn't stop the profuse sweat. And I would go outside and just stand for like 10 minutes, but it just wouldn't stop. But also, I wanted to carry on Kaylee-ing.
You had to go sort of basically dry yourself out. Dry yourself out.
Yeah. So the last time I went to a Kaylee, I had to give myself a rule, song on, song off. Energy level's fine, but sweat level's through the roof.
You have to bring a towel as well, don't you? Show up with a little towel to mop yourself down after every jig or reel.
When one of those sweats arrive that is like a problem sweat, there's nothing worse to get trapped into a problem sweat.
Done for?
Because in itself, the fact that you are sweating makes you sweat.
That's it. Megan will start saying to me, calm down, you're making yourself sweat more. And it's like, you can't calm down when someone tells you to calm down.
Also, absolutely. That is only going to exacerbate the flop, isn't it? If somebody is there saying, listen, calm yourself down, you're sweating all over this christening.
You're panicking and it's making you sweat more.
God, there's nothing worse than being told to calm down. Like, no one ever wants to be told to calm down. It's one of the most mortifying things that can happen to a person.
It's realizing
your energy level, whatever it is at odds with everybody else's.
You know? And your response is never like, okay, yeah.
The response is always, I am calm, which is a way of, you know, either I am calm or I can't calm down. Neither of them cover you in glory. Both of them cover you in sweat.
Have you got any tactics for listeners, dear, out there? You know, as someone who's had run-ins with the problem sweats.
No.
Where are your key areas? That's the big question. What are your key sweat areas? Obviously, you've got the forehead.
When I go off, when I start sweating proper... It is like a tap from every pore.
Yeah.
It just feels like water's just trying. It's like rat from a sinking ship, isn't it? It's just like the moisture is just trying to get out any way possible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. And I would say
the opposite of this of Rat from a Sinking Ship. It's almost like the sea onto a boat as the ship's sinking. It's like moisture coming from like moisture just wants to be around you. Have you heard about this? This is a technique, a theatrical technique, but it only really obviously works for a certain area of the body, which is the if you're wearing like a suit on stage and you don't want to have sweat patches in the armpits.
Right.
The sanitary towel. Have you heard about that?
Oh.
They'll sometimes in a theatrical production sew in a sanitary towel into the armpits of the suit, so you don't have big old distracting dark patches. You know, like you're a supply teacher.
Oh wow! Yeah, I think what I would need is a suit made entirely out of sanitary pads.
And then by the end of it, you'd look like the Michelin man.
Yeah.
Tampons up your nose, tampons in your ears, sanitary towel suit.
You've got your Kaylee outfit.
The best advice I was ever given was go to the toilet, cold water on your wrists.
Yes. That's it. Your pulse points.
On your pulse points, yeah.
If you can cool down.
And then it cools your blood. And I'm sure that...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's real, but
order yourself good. Order yourself at like a can of Coke or something and put your pulse points on the can of Coke.
Wait a second.
Cool you right down.
I'm going to pop my pulse point into a can of Coke.
No. Like you put your
I'm sweating even more.
You put your wrist on either side of a cold drink. But
or
go to the loo and run cold water. Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
How do we get up to sweating?
Because of Kaylee's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Kaylee's have a similar energy to like how I imagine an illegal rave must have felt back in the early 90s. There's like a raw energy that kind of envelops everyone. And like suddenly, be you 9 or 70, you're suddenly just... You become some kind of whirling dervish and you kind of lose control. Like, I've seen very responsible, you know, grandparents take out grandchildren, just like wipe them off their feet, bang, down on the floor, and just carry on. Just like absolute slaves to the rhythm.
Yeah, it takes over, doesn't it?
It does.
They're magical.
Yeah, and you
I
have these kind of like
Kaylee.
Intense... relationships forged in the heat of a Kaylee, like you'll suddenly like get paired up with, you know, I don't know, your mum's mate who you've only met once before, but three songs in and you're like, I could run off with this woman and we could live together in Portugal. You just think like we've formed this fierce and loyal bond now, and you know, like it's like, and you see them go to other partners and you're waiting to come back, and then it's like, yeah, we know what we're doing. And then it's like, and then after the Kaylee's gone, it's like some weird affair that happened in the midst.
It's basically it's the
wait,
it's,
wait, we should stress that we should actually explain you actually shagged your friend. Right,
it was a weird affair that happened in the midst of a Kaylee. Yeah,
it was in the midst of a Kaylee. All bets are off. There are no rules to a Kaylee.
Exactly. How are those two swinging each other? They're not even linked by the arms.
it's how it feels. It feels like it feels a bit like the Purge. Like if a murder took place in the middle of the Kaylee, like the detective would show up and be like, "That's a Kaylee, guys.
That's a Kaylee.
There's nothing we can do. We can't touch it."
Oh, we were Kayleeing at the time.
There are actually Kaylee laws, which means we just can't deal with it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like seeking sanctuary. You know, like it's a legal loophole if it's happening within a Kaylee. But there is also as well. I think you're right. There is that intensity of the people that you're paired up with that you've got to spin, you know, because there is that bit where they'll just go, and now you all spin each other round, and it's and you're all, you know, you've got your hands crossed over, and then you're, you know, obviously a can of Coke between your pulse points, you know, hands crossed over, spinning each other around, really, really going for it. But then when it is over, you know, in the same way that it must have been like back in those illegal raves, you know, it gets to sort of 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, the sun's coming up, but you look at each other going, I felt like, you know, hours ago I felt like I knew your very soul. Now who are you?
Yeah.
You know, the post Kaylee come down.
I would say this as well. Take the Kaylee scene out of the Titanic. They don't fall in love.
I think that's so true. Yeah.
But do they hit an iceberg?
I don't think it does, because in the film, the guy who's supposed to be on the lookout looks at them instead, doesn't he? And then he's suddenly like, oh, iceberg. Kaylee sank the Titanic.
It's the devil's dance.
It's the devil's dance. Yeah.
It's a bit like, you know, obviously, you know, the Lambada is the forbidden dance, but the Kaylee is the devil's dance. And people blamed, you know what? This is the thing. People blamed rock and roll, you know, and Elvis's wanton hips back in the day for corrupting our youth. Meanwhile, they're not, you know, getting Kaylee-ing to the heart's content in a church hall somewhere. And
exactly.
You know,
it is the Kaylee.
Exercising the teeny boppers.
Is the Kaylee like the most exercise I've ever done? No. Why does it make me sweat so much? It's the fucking fire and brimstone, man.
Exactly.
It's hell heating the floor.
It's taking you closer to the Dark Lord Beelzebub. I think we've cracked something here.
I think we have. I'm not going to stop going to Kaylee's.
Well, if anything, I want to do one sooner.
Yeah.
Should do the first ever podcast, Kaylee.
I think would you, Kaylee, it wouldn't be the same over Zoom. I mean, Kaylee's the Kaylee
Zoom Kaylee was the saddest. That was the saddest thing that happened
by the pandemic. Every
Saturday night onto the Zoom we go for our Kaylee. Just wasn't the same.
Go off into a break off room with your partners. Grab your partners. Break off rooms.
You and Kaylee to the Benny Hill theme tune.
chasing my mom's friend around the room.
I think it's really good news for the listener. You can't see the hand gesture Tom just did while he's doing that chase.
You know
suffice
what it
say,
is.
It would be totally acceptable. It was acceptable in the Kaylees, but totally acceptable in the Kaylees. Unacceptable at 9:30 in the morning, chatting on a Zoom.
Goat impressions. Let's hear your bleating.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Oh, dear.
Go on.
Well, I was going to say mid when you really made me laugh then, Tom. I farted. I'm glad we're on a Zoom right now.
The benefit of a Kaylee is, though, you'd have moved away from that instantly.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of stuff that must get emitted really blows out the cobwebs, doesn't it? So
you would have swung some poor, unsuspecting 8-year-old boy into the very fug of it, wouldn't you? You'd have seen some poor kid being like spun around, not even knowing what was ahead of him. That's the other good thing about a Kaylee is it's all ages, right? There's something very delightful about it being, you know, like, you know, granny's on the dance floor, your nieces and nephews are on the dance floor, everybody's going for it.
Yeah.
Everybody can Kaylee.
But it imbues everyone with the same energy of a 9-year-old who's had too much sugar.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like everyone loses their fucking minds. The things that a Kaylee band must have seen. That guy with the old tambourine drum. Tambour, what they call it? Like the
dum tambour. Or a
He's stealing a living. Isn't he?
Yeah.
He's stealing a living, that guy. Easy life in the band.
No.
I tell you what, when you see one of those people in a band, you know they must have a fucking great personality because they're only there. They're only there for the, you know, for what they bring to the minibus and the dressing room. Just think, God, it's like they are absolutely. Anyone could do that. Kind of dong 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 dong.
Well, here's the thing. I went and saw Elton John.
Oh,
absolutely amazing.
Still
really,
got it.
Really brilliant. Really fantastic. Oh my God, he's still standing. It was a phenomenal show.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Also as well, they send you an email beforehand telling you exactly when he's coming on stage and then exactly when he's leaving the stage. Brilliant. That's exactly what you want. I've never had
just before it happens.
2 days before it happens.
Oh, I thought you meant during the gig. Like you get like a
comes out and he goes, "All right, I'm going to come in a second, but do check your email." The your Wi-Fi code pinged. Is E L T O N, but the O is a zero. The E is a three.
He's going to be leaving now. I'll come through to you. Yeah, no, forward to me. Yeah, he's off. Give him 2 minutes.
Comes on at 7:30, finishes at 10:15. Nice long show. Does everything you want to hear. It's really fantastic. But
what's his last song?
His last song is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, because it's the Farewell Yellow Brick Road.
Of course.
Opens with Benny and the Jets, closes with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Oh yes, please. But he's got a drummer.
Yeah.
And then he's got a percussionist.
Yeah.
And then he's got. And it's not a big band otherwise. He's got a bassist, guitarist, keyboardist. That's the band. He's obviously playing the piano. But he's also got a guy who is tambourine and vibes, you know?
Yeah.
And when he introduces the band, he says, I did a tour with this guy. It was just me and him. 1979, when I wanted to get back to, you know, the roots of what I first started doing. It was just me and him.
We toured
around America together. Yeah, yeah. Piano and tambourine. And the piano's still doing all of the heavy lifting. As indeed in the roadies moving the piano. He can carry his own tambourine. But I thought that's the dream gig, isn't it? Because he's there, like he's up on a raised stage as well, this guy, above the rest of the band. He's got other things, like he's got other like bongos and like, you know, the tubular bells and that kind of thing. But I saw the main work he was doing was on sticking his arms out, banging the tambourine and getting people really, really going, you know. And I thought, exactly as you said.
Well,
he must be a laugh. He must be great company. Yeah. He's one of Elton's.
He must be a drug dealer. Let's be honest. my tambourine player's got to come.
In 1979, that was probably true, but I don't think.
My tambourine guy's got to come. Okay. Yeah, no, he has to be there. Just keep him lying in the mix.
Why is that dog sniffing the tambourine case?
Are we miking up the tambourine?
No, don't mic up
the tambourine. It's very important for the sound, but let's just keep it in the background. No mic on the tambourine, but he has got to be there.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, give some drugs to me.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was just me and the tambourine touring in 75. Yeah. Very sparse sound, but the tambourine did have to come. Yeah. I tell you what, the tambourine guy knows where the bodies are buried as well. He's like, you're taking me on every tour, and yes, I'll have my own stage. A pedestal, right. Yeah, that sounds good to me, actually. Yeah,
do you know what, after last night, you're putting another 2 feet on the plinth.
Every incident the plinth gets bigger. The bodies are in the plinth.
Bloody hell, that plinth is heavy and it fucking stinks.
Don't look in the plinth.
I was wondering why he did the encore from the roof of the O2. But now I know. Some shit went down between finishing the final song of the set and going back for the encore. Elton strangled another runner.
Do you think Elton's gone too soon on the Goodbye show? In that, like, I don't know if you've
bought
it for a while.
4 years ago, no. If anything,
I don't.
I could have done with going to see him before I had kids. I had to race back home. But
I'm concerned he's going to fall into the old early goodbye trap.
Yeah, they all do.
I thought he'd already done a couple of goodbye tours.
No, he's been doing this farewell Yellow Brick Road tour for a long time, and right, COVID got in the way, and then yeah. So actually, what happened was COVID got in the way. So I had the tickets to go and see him like right at the start of COVID. Obviously, that didn't happen. Then they rescheduled, and it was like 10 days after Sylvie was due to be born. We were like, well, we're not going to see it. And then he had a fall, poor love, and sent out an email again. Yeah, let me just check that tambourine. and then he rescheduled it to April. I loved it. I was absolutely delighted. It was great. But yeah, I know what you mean, because the Rolling Stones, I think they started doing farewell tours. I think they started doing farewell tours in about the same time Elton John took the tambourine on the road, and ever since then, I mean. I guess you miss two things, don't you? You must miss the adulation, the excitement, you know, and playing with a live band in front of that many people, because it was, you know, the atmosphere and it was amazing. But also, you must miss the money, right? Even if you've got loads of money, you must think, well, I could just do another one. You know, you never did a 50-day tour. I could make a ton of money.
What you're trapped in is the wanting to do a good goodbye.
Yeah.
Wanting to make it proper. Because, like, you don't want to, like you said, like, if he'd had that fall and was like, I'm done now.
Yeah.
You know, then he would have been like, oh, but I never got to do my goodbye. Yeah, everyone must think of doing a goodbye show.
Yeah.
Going out on a high, going out with a bang. So everyone's keen to do that. But then, if you do it too soon, you're suddenly left going, but I've got more in the tank.
Yeah.
And then you go, but I've done it now. And then there's only so many times you can do that and retain credibility.
That's right. That's the
LCD sound system. You know,
before you become the band who cried farewell tour. Exactly.
Yeah, you pop a Coke can onto your pulse points, and you're suddenly like, I could go again.
I'm going again. I've been outside. My girlfriend's had a word with me, and I'm good to go. I had a little visit with Mr. Tambourine Man. He sorted me out. We're ready to go.
Got a second wind somehow.
Just a hint of tambourine, and I'll be all right. I can understand it, you know. I can understand every artist wanting the goodbye gesture, but obviously you don't get to control. It's like holding on to your last words. If you hold on too long, then you're going to end up being like, your last words are going to be, you know, oh no, rather than to be bold and brave is great and fine.
But then last words... You know, what are your last words? What did you say there?
No, to be bold and brave is great and fine. Don't hold me to those as my last words.
No, because you've said some words since then.
Yes,
because I asked you what did you say? The worst thing you'd ever say to anyone who is delivering their last words. You can't say, sorry, I'm so sorry, I didn't hear what you said there.
Pardon? Forget it. Well, anyway, that is it, isn't it? It's wanting to go on the gesture.
Yeah, but also as well, you can't go too early, can you?
No.
You can't go too early, otherwise then you have to be like, right, well, I've got to completely be quiet now. It can be days.
Two words of... Was it Bill Hicks? Who didn't just stop talking because he said all I need to say,
yeah, and just stop talking. My favourite one, I think, is Adam Faith, who said Channel 5's a load of shit, isn't it? And then died. Had the telly on.
That's iconic. That's really good.
That's very good.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
And I tell you what, ever since then, he's never been booked. He's never been booked to appear on any Channel 5 shows ever since he died. And I can't help but think that was what was standing in his way.
The inventor of the jigsaw's final words? I'm in pieces.
I'm finally at peace.
Rest in pieces. Rest in pieces. Oh, make it official. So, final. Well, no, not final jigsaw question. But are jigsaws in trouble? Do you think?
No.
I don't think jigsaws are ever
in
trouble.
They're in Roadhouse.
You get to a certain stage in life. Well, firstly, they're very much the, you know, the you get them at the first and the seventh age of man, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when you're a kid, jigsaws for me now, because jigsaws are getting sort of more complicated for my kids, right? They're getting to be that, you know, like we've moved on from the 3-piece. We're now sometimes at the 24-piece jigsaw.
I'm the same with my suits.
Yeah. I know.
Tom, are you wearing 13 waistcoats?
It's the only way they'll fit me. I have to put them on in very small installments.
And you wonder why you're sweating so much.
Yeah. Mostly sanitary pads, to be fair, but
I kind of assemble a bit like Iron Man. I kind of have my shin suit bits, and it's all like just goes on in bits.
A gorgeous shin suit. That boy can really wear a shin suit.
gives me more flexibility in the Kaylee. That's the problem. You rarely go to the Kaylee. Go on.
Just take it off. You're taking off bits. You know, like those trousers that you can rip off the bottom and they become shorts.
Totally.
You've got the opposite. You can rip off the shorts and they become shin suits.
It's a wedding. it's a wedding suit.
If
it's
you meet one of your friend's mums and you think, yeah, this is going on, the little shorts come off, but the shin suits maintain an air of respectability. The knees are covered.
I think we're on something here. It's a wedding suit that you can take apart bits of so that when you get into the evening do and later on in the day, in the end, it can be like a short sleeve.
Have you invented shorts. The removable jacket, Tom?
What? I wouldn't go that far. What, a jacket you can take off? Are you mad?
A jacket that you can put on the back of a chair while you go for a dance. It's good.
It's not bad, to be fair.
It's not a bad idea.
House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, now I know. You get it. Yeah. Now it's all clicking into place, isn't it? You know, we talked about Elton John and the Tambourine Man, and I think, you know, the Titanic.
That's what we did. That sounds like us.
That's classic Pappies, isn't it? It's classic Pappies. Another little shout out for beefs. If you're listening to this and you have a beef, we've got quite a lot of flat share based beefs. But the opening of the remit to include free range beefs.
Oh,
free
yes,
range
please.
Beefs. We could do with some of those. And I'm sure you must have a problem. We're talking about people outside of your living situation. Do you have a problem with, you know, the man who runs the local shop? Do you have a problem with, you know, one of your teachers? Do you have a problem with someone that you work with?
Or
are you going to say a company?
I was going to say a colleague. But
yeah, do you have a
problem you went in with work with? And well, that's pretty much, that's it.
That's it, yeah. That's it. But yeah, do you have a problem with a big company?
Do you have a problem with a big company? I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about it. So beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can send us a tweet if it's a brief one. Or, of course, the pappiesflatshare@gmail.com also all gets to us. It all leads our way. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your beefs, especially free range beefs. But of course, we will accept beefs of any and every kind. We'll do our best to try and solve them because we've got a Beef Brothers episode coming out next week. So have a wonderful week, everybody. God save the king, and God save Clarkie, and God save, let's not forget, God save Parry, wherever he may be.
Wow.
Wherever he may be.
Thinking of you, Baz.
Thinking of you, man. I mean, it's a really bleak sounding ending. Thinking of you, man, wherever you are. We're worried about you with your increasingly successful career. We're worried about you, man. Hey, we know you, and this ain't like you.
This ain't like you, man.
This ain't like you, bro.
We made this a pact. Like no real success, please. For the love of God.
Well, everybody, this podcast was indeed produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
And there's little more to say other than cheers, everyone. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.